Insiders, an ASA Media podcast covering the topics that matter most to the promotional products industry. I'm Executive Editor Sarah Lewandowski, and today I'm joined by Tommy Gomez, our 2023 Distributor Up-and-Comer of the Year. Tommy is a Senior Creative Partner at California-based Brilliant, where he started in late 2020. And between 2021 and 2022, he increased his sales revenue by 40% and has worked with some very high-profile clients in his relatively short time in the industry. So today, we're going to talk about his career journey. Thank you, Tommy, for joining us. And congratulations. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Sarah.
So how did you find Brilliant? Tell us about that journey.
You know, honestly, it's not exciting. I was sitting at my desk going about my business, and a former colleague of mine came across a job posting. And having known just what I'm into creatively and having worked with me, she just felt compelled to send it to me. And she urged me to apply and just check it out. She's like, you have to check this out right now. And I'm so glad I did, because here I am.
So tell us about the project you recently worked on with a company called Handshake. What is Handshake and what did the campaign entail?
Handshake is a platform that connects students with recruiters in the US and the UK. Their team was looking to animate recruiters ahead of recruitment season. So we decided we'd send them on a little trip, especially given COVID and the lockdowns and the fact that over the past couple of years, folks couldn't travel as freely as they normally would. Handshake, when they came to us, they knew that they wanted a travel theme, but as you would imagine, there's so many different ways to interpret travel. Are we traveling back in time? Are we traveling to the moon? The project itself, like ideating for it, was a great deal of fun. And I mean, the brand team there is incredibly creative and wit, so they're just a complete joy to work with. In the end, we ended up routing travel gear in a box shaped like a suitcase to about 500 recipients, both in the US and the UK. And I think my favorite part about the gift is that it included like an old school looking travel plane ticket, and it doubled as a scratch card for recruiters to post online and, you know, enter to win a prize of sorts.
Cool. That's awesome. I love that. So what do you like most about this industry? I mean, you come from a creative background, you were in marketing. You've been in the industry for, you know, almost 3 years now, coming on to 3 years. And it seems like you've really found your niche there. Like, what do you like about this industry? What's appealing about it?
That's such a good question. I like the physicality of our work. I think that we're living in an increasingly digital world. Marketing and PR teams rely primarily on measurable digital initiatives. Remote work has become like the new normal. And everywhere I turn nowadays, I feel like someone is discussing our future in the metaverse. I feel like our industry allows us to amplify digital storytelling efforts by bringing campaigns into the physical world, which is neat. You know, I've been in marketing for many years and nothing brings me more joy till this day than seeing something that I created digitally in life, something that I could touch and is tangible.
That's lovely. Yes. Yeah, so, and on the other hand, what have been some of your greatest challenges as a sales professional in promo?
I would say, you know, I'm very keen on storytelling. I feel like, you know, to be a good seller is to be a good storyteller. And sometimes my quest for telling a good story results in major writer's block from a creative standpoint. I've come to accept over time that sometimes a pen is just a pen. And while important, stories are the exception rather than the rule.
Yes, very true. And with that in mind, what is your best advice for sales reps just starting out in promo?
I would say don't lose your sense of play. Regardless of the project, big or small, gather as much information as you can, get inspired, and find joy in the products that you're curating.
Great. And what are you most looking forward to this year as you're coming up onto, it'll be 3 years for you later this year. What are you most looking forward to in the coming months?
I'm looking forward to many repeat projects, to be honest. Repeat projects signal that our work was fruitful and made business sense to our clients. They are also a great test kitchen because they come with historical data and allow us the opportunity to improve on our work creatively, which is nice.
Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you, Tommy, for your time today, and congratulations again. And for more coverage of this year's winners and finalists, please head to asicentral.com/news. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.